go.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
Bitches leave.
It's too bad she won't live. But then again, who does?
No way.
Listen and understand. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
Groovy.
You are listening to Countdown to Geek Town. Please enjoy the show.
See through you. We can.
Be mindful of your feelings.
Your thoughts dwell on your mother.
I miss her.
Afraid to lose her, I think.
What has that got to do with anything?
Everything. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Welcome back to another episode of Countdown to Geek Town. Episode 157.
Yes, that's what I have in my notes.
And what are we doing today?
Well, I'm Jesse.
Yeah, just come on, like, we don't know.
You're
Everybody
Eric.
Knows this shit by now.
All right. We're going to be covering...
You're other mashing buttons and you want me to fucking know what I'm doing.
I didn't mash a button. I was tempting it. We're covering The Phantom Menace today.
Your pick.
My pick, because I watched all three prequels this weekend. Oh, this wow. past weekend. I don't know. I just was like, are they really better than the previous or the sequel trilogy? Yeah, they are. Not this first one, but Revenge of the Sith goes a long, long way.
I remember liking it when I saw it. So,
yeah, I guess it just goes a long way with me. And I know other people like it, but of the three, I believe that one is heads and tails above the others.
Is this one the worst to you? Because I remember the second one being horrible.
The second one has its moments. I think it has some of the same problems that this one does. Okay. Just because you can do it, maybe you shouldn't always do it that way. But I believe the second one feels very different from every other Star Wars movie. Okay. Because it literally has one MacGuffin in it that leads down this whole trail of clones. And, you know, there's just some problems like leading into it, you know, so... I don't know. I guess we can briefly talk about it when we get to it later.
Yeah, because I don't remember shit about it, really.
But then I guess we're going to talk a little bit of notes, a little bit of football.
Yeah, I got a death news to start us off.
Yep. I know who this is.
Neil Peart. Dead. I didn't have a date. I think it was 71, something like that.
It was close to there.
Yeah, January 7th is when he died. Glioblastoma.
What?
Which is aggressive cancer that begins within the brain. Ugh. He's been battling it for 3 years, I said.
That sucks.
Of course, he's a legendary drummer from Rush.
Rush.
So, I mean, he's like one of the greatest drummers of all time.
I would say so, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Definitely top three, I'd say.
His drum kit is pretty amazing, too.
I think I'd always heard about Rush, but I'd never, like, it's one of those bands that's just like especially like Boston and Chicago, all these other bands. Yeah. I was like, I've always heard about them, people like them, but I never knew what they did until I watched Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
And Jason Segel's character is like a huge Rush fan. He has all the drum set like in his basement or whatever. So after I saw that, which I love that show, I went out and bought a couple albums and they're really good.
Yeah, I have the 2112 on vinyl. I bought it on vinyl. I seen it in a store. I was like, fuck yeah, give me that. And I guess it's probably their most famous album.
So.
I know Tom Sawyer is their most famous song, probably.
Yeah. It's sad, you know, but we've had, I won't say last year, but I know it was like 4 years ago now. We started off the year with like David Bowie dying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's bound to happen. We're getting older. It sucks, but
speaking of getting older,
whoa,
I got some Bam!
Ginkgo biloba. Yeah, you need it.
Did Shit's you
take,
on now.
Did you take it before
About
you
to
got
here? Get real.
Did you take it before you got here?
No, I haven't.
Well, I know it's going wrong because you're like, hey, I don't think I can watch Bad Boys this weekend. Bad Boys isn't out yet.
You said he was going to be out by the time we got to it.
No.
That was on you.
I thought it was going to be out. But then, you know, when you said, I don't think we can do it, so you pick kind of thing. I was like, okay.
Well, I was still eating off of you saying it was going to be, we're going to be able to do it. So I didn't look it up. I just knew I wasn't going to have time. But by this time next week, I'm going to be talking like the smart Gremlins and Gremlins 2.
Oh, really? Okay. I was hoping it'd be Stephen Hawking.
Well, I can do that too. Speak and spell. And,
yeah. Terrible.
So, what you got?
You just did Death News. That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a cheap way to go. But the Batman director, Matt Reeves, pretty much confirmed Colin Farrell for the Penguin.
Yep.
He just said Oz is at you, and he had a picture of Colin Farrell, you know? And mm-hmm. if you don't know Oz, it's Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's big news. He's more like a dashing character to play Penguin. We've never seen it that way.
I haven't watched the TV show version.
Well, he's sniveling. Every Penguin that we've seen is a little sniveling guy, but, you know, I would kind of consider the guy to be maybe he would have to be a little bit of savvy to him, you know, in a noir kind of film to it.
Yeah, I mean, Colin Farrell's a good actor.
Yeah, know? looking forward to this movie. They started filming it, so
they have started filming.
Yeah, some people have gotten pictures of like Gotham ambulances and stuff like that. Somebody's like, "Oh, we might be able to see the Batmobile soon." I was like, "Well, yeah, duh." But I mean, if you want it, it will be out there in the open because they got to film in real life, you know.
And this one,
George Lucas it up, you know.
This one's not tied to anything, right? It's its own
long universe. Halloween, I believe. I mean, who knows?
Because I thought this, you know, we got Robert Pattinson, so he's a younger guy. I didn't know if it was supposed to be a younger version of Ben Affleck, or
you know what they're gonna do with Joker? You know they'll do some bullshit.
I hope not.
Well, the kid, the Batman and Joker, I mean, the Bruce Wayne and Joker was a young boy. So they could bring Robert Pattinson into this universe with Joaquin Phoenix being his age.
Yeah, but I mean, if the Justice League like Batman was supposed to be current time at that time,
no,
then it doesn't make sense.
It'd be old man Joker instead of old man Logan, you know?
Yeah. You see all these old Bettys like walk around Walmart with like gray hair with the tips that are like purple or whatever. Yeah. That is about to ask me gray with like green streaks through it.
With like makeup. Well, I guess he does wear his makeup.
He's got like a souped up rascal going around.
Yeah. I'll get you, Batman.
No, I am looking forward to it though. Yeah, Jonathan Kasdan confirms pre-production of the Willow series is now underway for Disney Plus. It's gonna happen, Jesse.
I know it is. I'm not. I don't shit on Willow like I do Labyrinth. I like Willow.
Yeah,
Matt Mardigan. You know, Peck. You know, we love Willow.
By the way, Peck.
Yeah, we love it, but I just don't have the affinity for Labyrinth. But I did have Willow on VHS as a kid, so maybe that's why. Because I didn't watch Labyrinth until I was a grown man.
Okay. I can see that. I get that.
Yeah.
Because those are both VHS I watched a lot.
Yeah, see, I didn't do that. So I didn't watch Labyrinth or Willy Wonka.
No.
And you're like, oh, how could you not love these? I was like, well, I'm a grown-ass man.
No excuses. No, I mean, I don't think they've actually filmed anything yet, but they are doing pre-production, so it's actually moving forward. And I was thinking it was supposed to be a movie, so now that it's a series,
I think it plays better for a series. Yeah. I guess if they're going to spend the money, they might as well spend money on sets they can use at least for a season, you know.
I don't think Warwick Davis has done anything in a little bit.
He was in Star Wars.
No pun intended.
A little bit. He's been in every Star Wars.
Yeah, but was he in the last one? Mm-hmm. What was he in the last one?
He was...
I remember... Rogue One, when he was in that.
I forget. He probably played Wicked again, or whatever the fuck it was. Didn't he they show that
three Ewoks? Characters in the movie we watched for this episode.
Yeah. Didn't they show like the Ewoks in the last Rise?
I think that it was like flying through.
I think he's been in all of them, especially if JJ brought him back for The Force Awakens like he did. So. Okay.
But, I mean, I'm excited for it.
Well, yeah. Any idea when it might start? Nothing. No.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll go with the biggest news note I have as far as length. Disney released the Eternals synopsis.
Okay.
So for people who don't know this story, and I kind of knew about the story, but this is what they're going to lay it out as. The Eternals feature an exciting new team in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Ancient Aliens. I'm doing the Ancient Aliens thing.
Aliens.
George Tautopoulos or whatever his name is. Have been living on Earth in secret for thousands of years. Following the events of Avengers Endgame, an unexpected tragedy forces them out of the shadows to reunite against mankind's most ancient enemy, called the Deviants.
The Deviants?
Yeah.
Not supposed to know what those are?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, but it's just telling you this. It's kind of like the scroll on Star Wars.
Right.
It kind of lays it out there, you know, like this is what to expect from this movie.
Okay.
I mean, I'm kind of interested to see maybe some flashbacks to ancient times, yeah. You know?
Probably how the pyramids were made or something
like that. Ancient aliens, son, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. When's this movie supposed to come out?
November.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We still haven't seen anything.
Uh-uh. And I think they will probably save it for... What did they do? Marvel does something. They always do something in like around Celebration, maybe?
Probably.
They do it around May the 4th because they do Star Wars not long after. Yeah. So it might be like April. I think it's when they did it last year. So they'll have Black Widow. Probably, yeah, it'll be before Black Widow.
I think that's
Widow.
In May.
Yeah, so it'll be before Black Widow. And they'll release a trailer probably soon, I would say. Maybe February?
I mean, we just got our second... Black Widow trailer.
Yeah, I didn't watch it though.
There's not much different.
Just like I didn't watch the Harley Quinn trailer.
I didn't either.
I got like, I started it. I was like, why am I watching this? And I turned it off. I mean, I didn't even get that far into it. I was like, I literally started it and I was like, why? And I turned it off.
Like, I never even saw it posted.
Just not for me, buddy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But we do have a couple other trailers to talk about when we get there.
I have one more note.
I got three.
Doctor Strange 2 director Scott Derrickson.
I saw this last night.
Drops out. Well, I posted it like 4 days ago.
I know, but I just saw it last night. Yesterday was busy, I told you.
I said like 4 days ago.
It's been a busy week.
drops out over, guess what?
Creative differences.
Yes, again.
So
he will remain on as executive producer, though.
Yeah, that's a cop-out. So that's a title given to him because he's already done the post-production work on it. Or pre-production. The
production for this begins in May.
I think it's a bad move because he really set the look of Doctor Strange and the crazy stuff that they did. And with a title like The Madness of the Multiverse.
It does it.
But you know what this leads me to believe? He wanted to go darker with it. And Disney wants to keep it light.
Right.
So they
put a little bit of a spin on it, but don't get crazy.
Right.
Probably.
And he's from the horror fame. His horror mother, but that, no, he's Sinister, right? That's what I knew him from.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Scott Derrickson. I believe he directed Sinister. That's the one that I really knew him from. But yeah, I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, creative differences. Imagine that.
Yeah. I mean, you think with them getting away from, you know, Endgame and all that finishing, they want to branch out a little bit more now.
I mean, I'm fine with the space stuff, you know, go with that. But then, you know, if you're going to make a title like The Multiverse of Madness, maybe you should go a little into the madness part of it.
You need to get there. Yeah. So, I mean, it sucks, but I'm not ready to judge until I see who they pick to take over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I was looking at, I remember reading something about another director picking up another film. I want to say it was Uncharted. Yeah, there it is. Sony Eyes Venom director Ruben Fleischer to helm the video game adaptation. You know how the other guy dropped out, so
yeah.
I guess we'll see. But that was in my news note. It's just I brought it up because you were talking about the other one. Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. Did you know this was happening?
I'm not seeing any of the G.I. Joe movies.
Oh, really?
So, no.
Well, I guess. They are a good C-grade movie. They look really good. It's the guy, I believe it's the guy who did The Mummy. Stephen Sommers, is that his name? But G.I. Joe Snake Eyes kicks off production in Japan. Apparently, that's a thing that's happening. So I say this movie does $300 million at best. At absolute best.
There's nobody attached to it or anything yet.
Yeah, they listed a bunch of casts, but I'm not going to say their names.
You're going to throw out gang signs?
Not really anybody you know, I don't think, either. So I just thought it was interesting. I thought for sure you'd seen the first G.I. Joe. Well, note to self, I might force you to do it then.
I remember kind of being excited for it when it first came out, and then before I ever saw it, there was like bad reviews and never did.
It had good premises in certain areas, but just action for action's sake.
Was it the first one that had Bruce Willis at the end, or was it the second one?
I believe it's the first one.
First one?
Yeah. Spoilers. All right, I guess you don't have any more. IT director Annie Muschietti reportedly working on a remake for The Howling for Netflix.
You need a good werewolf movie.
Yeah, hadn't been one since for a while.
Just stop going straight up CGI. You gotta.
No, they're going straight CGI.
I know, and like people just don't learn.
Thanks, George Lucas. And last and least, in my opinion, Joker received 11 Oscar nominations. For the main ones, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Adapted Screenplay.
Because he's a comic book character?
Killing Joke. I guess they want to say they drew inspiration.
It's not from even from the
No. So, it's just like this movie. It's all a grab, right? So, tie on the most famous comic with them and say, oh, yeah, we wrote it based on that.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
This is exactly why I hate the fucking
Oscars.
Awards.
Oh, yeah, all they're terrible. Awards. They're terrible. Like,
I was asking if you wanted to do our own awards. Just for stuff in general, like a yearly award thing, like best, and we'd have our own each, but like best movie, best video game, best actor, something like that.
All right.
If you'd want to do that.
You're a little late, but yeah.
I know. We can still do it.
Okay. Next episode?
Sure. We'll put out like a thing on Facebook for like categories.
Okay.
We can have our own, but
and by we, you mean you. Okay. That's a problem. This is all your idea. This is your brainchild.
I've listened to
that Geeko Paloma's working, folks.
Interestingly. I've heard several podcasts that I listen to every year. So
we used to listen to Rooster Teeth for sure, yeah. And they used to do that stuff. And I always loved it.
We've done our top fives, but this would be like different categories, just the top one. So
top one, one and only?
For each of us.
Right.
Like, what's your favorite movie?
Okay.
What's your favorite comedy or something?
Okay.
And it has to be something, because if we get to video games, I can't pick a game I've been playing for 5 years. It's got to be my favorite
not
game
Madden?
Of the year.
Not Madden?
Well, if it came out this year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not going to be Madden, though. But anyway. Yeah, that's why I hate awards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's all fucking
shit
bullshit
on these awards. Hey, you want to do an award show?
Let's do our own shit.
We can do it better, right? Yeah, no. We'll give it a fighting chance.
Yeah.
We'll just have fun with it, Mason.
Well, I just see all these, like, snubs and all that stuff, and I'm like, you see what actually gets nominated, mm-hmm. And you're like, why? Just because it was more like this, 11 awards or nominations for this.
Yeah, some of the stuff in this was a little outrageous to think it had a nomination.
Yeah, and I can understand like actor or something like that. Yeah. Like some of it, but not all of it. Not
best editing?
Adapted screenplay.
Yeah, but yeah. There were some others I was looking at and they had them all listed. I was like, I don't want to go through all these, but it's like best editing. Is it though? I mean, seriously? I mean, I could see like 1917, which was shot as one whole, right. It, to look like one whole movie. And I was like, no. I was like, I don't, Joker, in all its glory that everybody loves about it, does not stand out as a good looking film, I guess is what to say. Like the way it's cut and all that stuff. Because some of the stuff we didn't even get, like the lady being in his head, right? Him kissing her and all that stuff. You don't even get that till the end of it, right?
And even then, you don't even know exactly what was.
Right. And so, I don't know. It's not my favorite movie ever. We discussed it. But I think 1917 might take this. So I think all indications point to it being a standout movie.
I can't even say because most nominated movies I don't see.
Right, yeah.
So, just not my cup of tea.
See, that's what sets us apart. We've seen the movies we're going to nominate.
Exactly.
That was all the news notes that I had.
Okay. We'll move on to trailers.
Yeah.
So
we just watched a trailer that just dropped an hour ago.
Okay.
You want to talk about it?
Sure.
It's your baby.
Yeah. Guns Akimbo?
Yeah.
Finally. This movie's, I think it was last year in January, one of the podcasts I listened to, saw it at the Toronto International Film Festival.
Oh, so it's done.
It's been done.
Oh, wow.
That's what scared me about this was it's
been done. It was never going to come out, yeah.
So I was like, is it just going to be like dumped on some streaming service or straight to DVD or something? It doesn't look like it with that trailer.
Okay. Huh. So what do you think?
It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more polished than I expected for something like this, from the premise and everything. Like a small director, small cast, other than Daniel Radcliffe, I didn't recognize anybody.
No, what's up with the? Yeah, I did. Rhys Davies.
I didn't recognize it. Who was he?
He's the homeless guy.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't recognize him.
Well, what's up with the video game references in it?
I didn't know it was in it. All the scenes,
Sonic rings and the Lego blocks.
That's why I'm saying it's more polished. It's more mainstream than I expected it to be.
I thought they were just cashing in on the nice guy kind of look.
Because it's been out for free.
I know, but they might have edited it.
Yeah, just put all that shit in.
Yeah. Who knows anymore with the stuff that they can do?
It'll definitely be something I'll check out. Probably not if it comes to theaters.
I mean, it looks interesting. We'll definitely give it a go. It definitely looks better than Swiss Army Man. I had another news note. Sorry. I just remembered it.
Okay.
Billie Eilish is doing the Bond theme. Duh. I was like, this is what's wrong with culture.
I don't really know because I literally had to watch two or three of her videos after you posted that because I'd seen the bad guy or something.
Yeah.
I'd seen that before, but other than that, I don't listen to music anymore.
No.
Nothing new. So I listen to a couple of them, and I can hear, like, if somebody else wrote a song for her in that theme.
I think her brother does. I think her brother does.
That's what I read. Somebody said that her brother does all her writing. She has a deep, low, slow voice. I could see doing it.
But it's not a singing voice. It's going to be
she talks.
Mumble rap or something.
Yeah. So I can see it being just a really small. I don't see her like the 2.5 videos I watched. Whatever, there was no actual vocal to it. Like
right.
She wasn't really pushing anything.
She's not, and that's. I don't know. I don't know why they would do that. I don't know why they would try to get that younger crowd that she appeals to.
That Billie Eilish. Is that it?
Eilish. Yeah.
So hot right now.
Ugh.
I don't know. Her videos kind of annoyed me. She just seemed like, let's do weird shit for the sake of
weird
shit.
Let's do an edgy. Never mind. I was gonna be really mad.
Do it.
No. No, because you're taking your Ginkgo biloba. You'll find this and put it somewhere. You'll drop it somewhere. But yeah, so I had to bring that up because it's such the wrong move.
I mean, well. With Adele, she was kind of hot.
She's got pipes.
Yeah. I was going to say, she's kind of hot at that time with the American Idol shit, but she can actually sing. Like, we've heard the vocal.
American Idol?
Yes. Wasn't she? Like?
No, I don't think so.
I think she was American Idol or
really?
British. Britain's Got Talent.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she was one
so.
Of those. I'm looking up now. Big brain on Eric gonna prove it.
You think so?
I'm pulling from deep down.
Oh,
Ginkgo biloba was working.
You done took
wonders.
It to it. All right. What's the other trailers while you're pulling?
You do it. I'm looking shit up.
I guess the big one is Morbius, right?
Do you want to go straight to the big one?
What's the other one?
We have three more.
Bloodshot?
Bloodshot, Lock and Key, and New Mutants.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I didn't know if you even watched a Bloodshot one because I sent it to you yesterday because it dropped. It's just a new Bloodshot trailer that pretty much shows the same thing as the first one.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It's like, there's not...
Except they do show him taking an explosion, right? So, yeah, the movie looks really great in that scene.
I'm surprised how much I like this.
Really?
Like, well, it's Vin Diesel. I haven't seen a movie that I liked him in a long time.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, it's another shitty action movie.
Sci-fi kind of thing.
Yeah. It looks really good.
Yeah.
The premise is really good.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. And then I guess we will go with... What do you say? Lock and Key?
Sure. That was the smallest one.
Yeah. Netflix series, correct?
Yeah.
It was based on a comic book by Joe Hill. Yeah. Stephen King's son. I have the audio book to this thing, and it kind of reminds me a little bit like Umbrella Academy.
Okay.
Just more supernatural, not sci-fi. So the trailer took me to places I didn't get to it through the book. So the trailer took me to places I didn't realize that they do. I knew that the keys opened up different doorways. I'd gotten to there and they inherited their... Yeah. Where's Odell at, huh?
I'm looking at...
Carrie Underwood? Is that who you thought?
I'm looking it up and it's like somebody else... This is from 3 years ago. I thought Adele was from American Idol. When I look it up, Google auto finishes it as I am typing it in, but no videos pop up. Only her, people singing her songs, and she's on American Idol
as a judge.
And I'm looking at it, and everyone's like, "I think you're thinking of Susan Boyle."
No! What's wrong with you? Have you seen Adele lately?
Yeah, I know where she
dropped
like.
Some weight, son.
I don't know where she. I don't watch American Idol.
Obviously not.
I don't follow much, so I just thought she was from that for some reason.
I don't know about that Ginkgo Biloba anymore. I think it's
It takes time, Jesse.
Hallucinating. Did you just get it?
Yeah, I just took it.
Oh, just
literally,
now.
Like, just did you now? Not see me put the pill on?
Yeah, I know, but I was like, maybe you've done it for a couple days.
No, it
days
came
now.
Like yesterday.
Oh. They work faster up the butt, you know.
Gave me confidence. It's that shit from Flowers for Charlie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Always Sunny.
Straight confidence, yeah.
I'm going to start speaking Mandarin here in a minute.
Yeah, you need a limitless pill. That's what you need.
Okay.
Lock and Key?
It looked pretty good. I don't really get everything, like exactly what the keys do. Cause
that's a pretty good trailer though,
we don't
right?
Know. Yeah, okay. It looked well made.
Is this a series or a movie?
A series, I'm pretty sure. Hmm. I hope so, because if not, they got a lot of experience.
They have a lot to do in it if it isn't.
The last Joe Hill adaption wasn't great. Did you watch any of Nosferatu?
No, but I heard people liked it.
It was okay. It wasn't horrible or anything. The last adaption, or that Nosferatu, it was okay. It was kind of slow paced and didn't really have a great payoff.
Yeah.
The acting was pretty good. They had like the best acting of somebody who's like kind of like a douchebag dad, but you understand why they still like their dad.
Okay. Yeah.
Whereas most of them, like, they make him over the top. Just he beats the mom, and you know he beats the kids too, or something.
Right.
He's like, it's kind of like in the background. You don't see him do it, and like, he's really good with the kids, so you understand why the kids like him. But other than that, I think the really bad part was the guy played Spock.
Okay. Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
No, not Levi.
Not Levi.
Quinto.
Quinto. Yeah. He's the vampire guy.
Oh, really?
The one that's really old in parts of it. and that just doesn't look great.
Who was he in Heroes? Was this?
He was the guy that ate people's brains.
I know. What was his name?
I have no fucking clue. Hmm.
And what's the other ones?
New Mutants.
That's right. Yep. So we talked about this one dropping very soon.
Yeah.
It pretty much looks the same. I think he said it's...
Same tone.
Yeah, I think he said the movie he's putting out is not messed with by Disney. It was
his original cut. Josh Boone, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's... I don't know if that's good or not. I mean, I'm glad that he got his vision out there. But at the same time, I was like, why did we go through all this shit
all
for
this
2 years
bullshit, yeah.
for this to be what gets put out?
I believe the first one looked better to me. But this one, I think, it shows some more things like...
This one explains more.
A little bit more. Idea what's going on. What's going on? What's cool shots. What's happening? Yeah, so... I don't know. I guess I'm excited for it. I was really hoping it'd just be a Disney Plus thing. Because I didn't want to go to a theater to see it. Because, like you said, we've been waiting like 2-3 years for it. And the New Mutants aren't really that big of a character base. If it does well, I have New Mutants number one. So, you know. We'll see about that.
Yep.
And then last.
Morbius.
I was wondering how you would take this trailer.
I don't want to say it, but I thought it looked pretty good.
Oh.
As much as I fucking hate
coming
Jared
around.
Leto or Leto or whatever his fucking name is.
Look at you coming around.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah? Very Venom-y.
Yeah, but I feel like at the end of it, he's still the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Venom wanted him to be
the good guy, right?
Yeah.
And...
the movie might be different because when I was watching looking up the like a review looking at the comments, everybody was saying Matt Smith is the villain who we see for a fleeting glance.
We do.
So I was like, how can you get that from this? And even I watched a breakdown of the trailer or whatever, and you know, it named who all the characters were and everything, and Matt Smith is like a two characters put in one. He's like the best friend character, but he's also the guy who gets the same thing that he had, the same blood.
Okay.
The same blood thing, and so he becomes a hunger. I think is what they call him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Name. Yeah.
But either way, as long as Morbius is still a bad guy at the end, not he's another misunderstood bad guy. Or something.
I think he has to be, I guess, because if they're gonna bring him into the Tom Holland universe,
yeah, because this is set.
We see Vulture.
Yeah.
In it.
Because they show he's still in the same jumper that he was in the deleted scene or the credit scene.
I bet Kevin Feige's like, you son of a bitch.
I was wondering, like, did they just fucking drop this shit without them knowing?
No, it said in association with Marvel on it.
Because I saw it was like
I thought it was a Marvel production this whole time. I didn't realize it was Sony.
I thought it was Sony.
So Sony must have the rights because Morbius might fall into a Spider-Man character. He's a Spider-Man villain.
Right.
Or at least the 90s Spider-Man cartoon had him heavily featured in it. And so I showed my wife the trailer. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm interested, but I have no idea what's going on. So I was like, well, come watch this show with me, you know? So we sat down and we watched the animated Spider-Man series from the 90s. And I was like, okay, this is going to explain who Morbius is and all that stuff. It was so fucking bad. I was like, and I just kept going. I was like, look, this is all we had back in the 90s. We didn't. I mean, I loved comics, and that was it. Nobody had any pop culture references to it and all that stuff. I said
that same mentality might come up later.
It's like you had to take it, you know, with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's like, she's like, no thanks. She's like, but I will watch the movie, of course, because she loves Jared Leto.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
But I mean, all he had to do was be Jared Leto in the movie, pretty much.
I mean, he didn't have any horrible lines like "Happy birthday" or whatever he had in that last fucking one. He looked okay. The only thing I didn't really get was like they go to this like cave on a cliff or something, and then this thing rises out of the ground with like streams of water or something.
Yeah,
he puts his hand up. I didn't get any of that, like what was going on.
Must be some kind of science shit.
Yeah, but other than that,
I think it's the experiment he's trying to get to do. So like it might be like that's the serum, and then if they pass through it and all that. So like in the cartoon it shows it's during the Spider-Man clone saga, right? So at that time Spider-Man's blood was being cloned, and he ended up getting he was starting to have a weird reaction, and he was going to grow Sid's arms to be a spider, you know, pretty much. And so he was doing some tests on his blood. And he had it in his locker at his school, the university he was going to. And then Morbius was a rival student who was trying to sneak Peter's homework, essentially. And he found it, and he's like, how did he make this serum? You know, because he didn't know it was Peter Parker's blood in it. He just thought Peter made it to be a better human, you know. So he started working with it, and he tried to shoot it with this laser thing, necrosis laser or something. I don't know. He was trying to do something, and a bat got in and basically got radioactive because it was a vampire bat, and it's eating Peter's blood on a petri dish, mm-hmm. and then it got zapped with the laser, and then it bit Morbius, and that's what caused Morbius to.
So he's like
Peter Parker getting bit by a spider. Was it
the fly getting zapped while the thing?
While the thing is there, so I see where you're pulling.
All the thing was the ant. It's
like no, the ant. No, but yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see it. Like you said, it looks a little better. I don't think they'll go super dark with it.
No.
But
I don't want him to be the hero. If he ends on a villain note.
I hope they really don't make him the hero. I hope he is, you know, the bad guy. But the only thing is I'm torn, right? So they're supposedly making a Blade, mm-hmm. you know? So if they make a Blade, I think they should put a Morbius in it. And did you know the original Blade had a deleted scene? That at the end, and when they're outside the temple, he's talking about the vampires being dead or whatever. He's talking to the lady that's with him. Mm-hmm. And then they pan off and Morbius is standing there. Hmm. I was like, whoa!
Played Morbius?
You don't see him. Yeah, his face is covered. But I was like, holy shit. I was like, I didn't even know that existed. But it was... No. I was like, why didn't they do that? You know?
They need to for this. You know, just...
And that's what I was thinking. If they do that, then make Morbius the Dracula of that universe, right? Okay. So maybe they will. I don't know. There's supposedly a Spider-Man reference in it other than the Vulcan. What was his name?
Vulture.
Vulture, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the best villain is one you can understand why they got there, so.
Magneto.
So, you ready to talk football?
Yep. It's getting to be that time.
Nobody thought we'd get here.
No, not at all.
I mean, I never did. I'm happy we did.
I am happy we did, and I'm happy that we finally took a turn I've been begging for years now. But I didn't know it would go like this, for sure. So we had 2 weeks of playoffs, right? First week, I did fucking terrible. Because I went with my gut. You know, I was being ballsy. No.
Okay.
The opposite. I was being ballsy. So I went Bills and Eagles. So
50%. Okay.
No, I went Bills, Eagles, Saints, and Seahawks. Or, sorry, I'm screwing this up. I went Bills, Titans, Saints, Eagles. Of those three, or of those four, only one got it. So, I ended up going 1-3 that week. You went 3-1. No, we didn't. Remember how I did it live? I said, I'll go with you. I was going to pick the same thing you essentially were. And then I started feeling, I was like, I think the Bills could do it. And I think the Eagles could do it. And the Eagles could have done it if Carson Wentz didn't get it knocked out. But the Saints didn't win, which knocked us both off that one. So you went 3-1 and I went 1-3. So we mirrored each other the first week.
3-4.
No, 3-1. There's only four games played.
Yeah, I got 3 out of 4 right.
No, yeah, but you got one wrong, so you got to mark the one. Well,
nobody does 3-1. You do it as like a percentage.
Where you been all this season? I've been doing the whole thing.
Okay, 3-1. Okay, when you say 3-1, I'm just.
What is wrong with these Bills?
I'm just thinking like a percentage. The way I had it in my head was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you are 75%.
In the first week.
Yeah.
And
I'm 25. Yeah, you went 3-1 the second week. I went 4-0 in the second week.
don't think I wrote everything down wrong.
I did. I wrote it down right here. I got it. And then I sent you the picture of it.
I know. That's what I thought I had.
So I, at second
I
week.
I thought both weeks we got the same thing. Or 1 week.
You picked Tetsons.
Yes.
And that's the only difference we had this last time.
I thought you picked. Let me see.
Oh. Titans, 49ers, Chiefs, and Packers is what I picked. You okay? I sent you the picture.
I know, and that's all I'm trying to find, because in my head we were even now.
No, we are close to being even. I'm 5-3 and you're 6-2. So you're winning.
That's what I understand, because in my head I had it even.
I mean, if you want to be even, I'll put you as even.
No. Here it is. What'd you say for week 2?
For me or you?
For both of us.
Well, both of us picked Titans. Both of us picked 49ers. Both of us picked Packers. The only difference we had was I went Chiefs and you went Tetsons.
So, okay. And the week before that?
The week before that, I went Bills, Titans, Saints, and the Eagles. And you, of course, did Tetsons, Titans, Saints, Seahawks. So you got the edge there, for sure.
I must have just done the math wrong the first week.
I don't think you counted the Saints. Because we both picked them and we both got it wrong.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah, because I did that the first time.
So for the whole, I'm up by one.
You're up by one.
Okay.
No, I mean, we're tied.
No, I heard it. I edit this. I'll remember it later.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. All right, down to the final four. Look at us now.
Titans, Niners.
Titans, Niners. I said that today at work. I was like, Titans, Niners.
It's a matchup nobody wants.
That's kind of why I wanted it to be. Everybody wants Packers, Chiefs for the first.
First ever yeah. year or whatever.
Yeah.
Even if you went Packers, Titans, it's... LaFleur mm-hmm. against the Titans.
It's a better selling point. Yeah, nobody wants Titans there because nobody talks about the Titans.
Oh, yeah. Definitely nobody.
They never ever do. So, or
every leg of the way, all I hear is like excuses why the other team lost, not why the Titans won.
I'm picking the Titans. I definitely won't have my boats with the Titans, but the 49ers Packers that's a hard game to pick.
It is.
Because it could go either way, right? The Packers have such an amazing
pass rush.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then you got the 49ers who are just pretty much all complete, except for their quarterback does turn over the ball. Right? And it's like, but the Packers lost the first time they met this year. It's like, but I don't know. It could literally go any other way. And do I pick different to go for the win? Because that's the only way I could win.
It would be a tie, wouldn't it?
If I pick with you, you would win. It would be a tie. So that would be the only thing that would bring me close.
You have to pick both opposites.
I don't want to pick both opposites, but I guess I'm going to pull.
Chiefs could win.
I'm going to pull the Eric, and I'm going to go Chiefs, Packers. Oh, I put you down for Packers. Sorry. Chiefs, Packers. I'm pulling an Eric. I got to go for broke.
I mean, to win, you got to.
I do. To win, I got to. So.
And it very could, though. I mean.
This right here, and it shows you the playoffs were the most exciting playoffs we've had in probably a decade.
Yeah, definitely.
Every game was pretty much awesome.
Except for
the Eagles one, because Carson Wentz got knocked out. Yeah. So it really wasn't what the team was. The Chiefs Tetsons game was awesome. The Titans Ravens game.
I gave it up.
Yeah.
It's 24-0, I think.
No, yeah. That's when I started watching it.
I kept turning back and I was like, oh shit, they scored a touchdown. Oh, they scored two. Oh,
no,
scored
it three. It was crazy. That's right when I picked it up was when like they had just scored 21. I was like, oh fuck me, you know, because I just finally got to get where I could turn the TV on. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck me, this is fucking terrible. And like the Chiefs were dropping passes left and right. And then that, I think his name is Hardaway or
hard, cold.
Yeah.
Hard
so he run it back, and that started to spark. And buddy, in like 9 minutes, they scored like 28 points. Yeah. And it was just like, I was like, yeah, they don't have the backbone to keep this lead. And sure enough, it fell apart soon after that.
Yeah.
And then, oh man, it was so fun shitting on people 2 weeks in a row, like the most obnoxious people in the world. It was so fun shitting on them about the Patriots. And then it was even more fun to watch them fucking just decimate the Ravens.
Oh, that felt so good.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Was
that's like, why I'm already like, if we lose this week, I'm fine.
Yeah.
We never expected to get here. We were happy to make the playoffs. It took fucking the Dolphins beating the Patriots, I think, for us to get in the playoffs. And then we beat the Patriots. Then we beat the Ravens, who was fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm just happy with it. I mean, as long as we play a good game.
Good game plan. We need to do that. Stick to what gets us there. Everybody's like, Tannehill didn't do fucking shit. He threw 12 passes.
That's
like,
all he had to do.
That's all he had to do. Yeah. Did you see that drop or that fucking long-ass fucking touchdown pass?
I think it was like 48-yard bomb.
Not easy, right? So, yeah. I mean, but when he was asked to do it, that was it. We got Derrick Henry. Finally utilizing him to his potential. We almost traded him last year.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. They were going to put him on a trade block last year because Marcus Mariota couldn't run the offense that we wanted. I don't know why. And I mean,
it wasn't an offense suited to him. So
possibly. Hell, the guy, the poor bastard's had five different coordinators or whatever in 5 years, so... I mean, it's not entirely fair to put it all on him, but I was never a fan of him, and you know this. Mm-hmm. I just never ever clicked with him. I didn't think he was the right pick for us. But that's just me, right? So now we got somebody who does exactly what we need, just manages it.
Yeah, I mean, he does exactly what we need and doesn't turn it over other than that one fucking interception against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's not thrown like stupid passes.
He's not erratic.
And that's what everything, all the highlights I've saw of him as a Dolphin, you know.
But of these four teams, I think they're all, I like all four of these teams in one way or another. You know, I like the 49ers for the game plan, the Shanahan, Kittle, all that stuff. I like 49ers for that, and their defense is stout. Packers, Aaron Rodgers, come on. Aaron Jones, all that stuff. Chiefs, Jesus. I mean, they have just an abundance of riches on that team. The thing is, we beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they're like, oh, Mahomes was just back. I was like, yeah, but he was back.
We weren't the team we are now.
No, nowhere near it
and
either.
And we beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The good thing is we're in for two good games and then followed by hopefully another good game.
Yeah.
Because I think any matchup, any way we go, it'll be a good game.
I'm rooting AFC either way.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of either NFC team.
Really? Of the... really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Fuck LaFleur for leaving. I understand...
Come on now.
I understand why you want to leave to be a coach, but you bring somebody in to be a head, you know, offensive coordinator. You want stability. And that's another reason why you brought him in. Was like
you can't fault the man for going and bettering himself somewhere.
I don't, but at the same time, fuck him. And Aaron Rodgers, I've never really been a fan.
Really?
Not really.
Well,
I know he's good. I've never been a fan.
Yeah.
And the 49ers, the same thing with a fucking
Garoppolo. Yeah.
He was overrated to me. From the get-go.
Yeah.
He might be worth it, but everybody, like, valued him more than he ever really showed.
So, he surprised me this year because I never thought he was Brady-esque, right? But the thing about Jimmy G is he'll turn that ball over. He's not as careful as he probably should be. Now, he does have some pretty... He has a offensively-minded coach. He's a genius, right? So
Shanahan.
Yeah. Kyle Shanahan. So they do some crazy, and they got one of my favorite wide receivers, Emmanuel Sanders. Mm-hmm. I always drafted that dude every time, and he always got me points, especially with Peyton, you know. But right. See, what's so surprising is Patriots could have had Emmanuel Sanders. Who'd they pick up? Sanu from the Falcons, you know, who didn't do shit.
I think they wanted less for him.
Yes. Probably. And so Bill Belichick being a cheapskate is going to cost him in the long run. Watch.
Well, he has 6 Super Bowl titles. So.
Yeah, but really, I mean, give a shit. This money is going somewhere. I mean, it's got to go
that's
somewhere.
That's how you build the team.
I guess not it's going, spend a lot it's on going to player. Video surveillance cameras. That's what it's doing. That's where it's going, right? Okay. So, anyway, I think in any game we go, it will be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm happy.
Yep, me too. And then I guess we will pick on our – because we won't record before the next one.
Before Super Bowl, because there's an extra week.
I mean, oh, there isn't it? There's yeah, a media week.
Pro Bowl week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Who the fuck cares about the Pro Bowl?
It's like a fucking –
Lamar Jackson could look great there because he ain't got to be prepping for the Super Bowl. Bitch! Take your stupid hair and go back to go to sleep on your giant pillow.
More happy than anything was just beating the Ravens because they were like the Jacksonville of last year. They got good all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, they're the Super Bowl, favorites.
Now,
and
now they look they did look good till they hit the buzzsaw called Mark Henry, Derrick Henry.
I mean, Derrick Henry did great, but the defense held them. That, 12 points.
That defense is stout.
Yeah,
stout.
It's not.
It's scary the best defense, stout.
But it when backed up against that wall,
when it needs to be there, yeah, it's the, those goal line stops that they do. Oh, that guy comes amazing. Evans coming over, yeah.
Yeah, they had what 2 4th-and-1s?
Mm-hmm. Nothing
against the fucking best running team in the league.
Well, and so what got well, we could talk all day about this. The Ravens, what got them cocky is they were the best in the league at going for it on 4th down.
Yeah,
they had 100% rate on 4th-and-1 all season long. We stuffed them on 2 or 3.
Two of them.
Two of them.
That's 2 4th-and-1s and a 4th-and-5.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I'm excited for Tennessee football finally. Yeah. You know, it's kind of been middling the road. It was so frustrating. We would have very good games, and then a game we should win, we would get blown out.
Always play up and always play down to your opponent. Yeah.
So, anyway, so we'll see. I'm going for broke. Chiefs Packers for me, even though my heart's in the other way. And we'll see.
I did have some football news. Browns hire Kevin Stefanski as their head coach, who has been the Vikings offensive coordinator for the last year and a half. And Bears hire Bill Lazor as their offensive coordinator, who's the offensive coordinator for the Bengals. That's weird. You fire your offensive coordinator and go with the Bengals.
That's weird. I mean, I guess they had better movement. But Joe Burrow's going to end up going to the Bengals. So yeah, we'll see. Hard. We'll see.
Panthers hire Baylor's Matt Rhule as head coach.
Stupid contract.
This is 5 years.
Stupid.
$62 million, I think, something like that.
Stupid contract.
For somebody, has he ever coached pro?
No.
Okay. He's only college.
Yes.
Okay. The Giants are like, who does Belichick really, really love? His special teams coordinator.
This is so stupid.
They hire Joe Judges
as
head coach. Special teams coordinator and wide receiver coach.
Yeah, because one thing that you think of that was great on the Patriots this year was wide receiver. Oh, wait. They were the worst in the league.
I don't know. I really don't know much about coaches, so, but they seem dumb.
It seems like very dumb picks. Dallas, you're not going to talk about their new coach? McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Packers old coach.
I forgot. I didn't write that down because it's like right in the middle
of
when we did it.
Think it's a good fit?
Well, considering McCarthy never really signed free agents, just left that up to
Jerry Jones now.
Yeah, that seems like the good fit.
Part of me is like, oh, another poster boy, you know, for Jerry Jones to rule over. McCarthy, when he took over the Packers, he was brought in as he was one of the hot shots in offense, you know.
Really?
Yeah. And he got complacent because he had Aaron Rodgers, who was like, just go out here, do this play, and then scramble.
Chuck
and
it deep,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and so he got complacent there at the end, and so they fired him for it. So I think it would definitely change the culture in Dallas, but is it more of the same as Jason Garrett? Or will Jerry Jones finally step back and let the coach do what he's supposed to do.
Who knows?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Anyway, are you ready to talk about this movie? You got anything else?
No. Not as far as the movie. Football.
You refer to the prophecy of the one who will bring balance to the Force. You believe it's this boy?
At last we will have revenge.
Come on, to take off!
Fear is the path to the dark side.
Wipe them out. All of them.
Rated PG.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Was released May 19th, 1999. Written and directed by George Lucas. Stars Liam Neeson, Ewan McGregor, Natalie Portman, Jake Lloyd, and Ian McDermott. Had a budget of $115 million. Grossed $474.5 U.S., $1.027 billion worldwide.
In 99 money. Yeah. Not many movies back then hit a billion. Titanic, I think, is the only other one at that time, really. And Jurassic Park may have.
I don't think it did.
I don't think it did, though.
It's a set of precedent for shitty movies.
So, this movie come about, and I even watched a documentary on this thing. You know, so I was just... I don't know. I flipped a switch and I'm all Star Wars. I see a shitty movie and I want to see other Star Wars stuff. I don't know why. So I watched the behind the scenes making of and stuff like that. And then I started reading into it. He essentially made these movies because he got a divorce.
Lucas?
Yeah. From his longtime wife who was with him when he first started Star Wars. She took half that money because they live in California, so she took half that money and he's like, oh shit, I'm broke, let me get some more money. So of course he releases another Star Wars trilogy and it's through the roof, right? I mean this is before he sold to Disney. He was a billionaire before then.
It was a half of a billion. Oh no, what am I gonna do with that?
Well, I mean, shit.
What am I gonna do with that?
When you're used to the three commas, you know, it looks pretty bad when you only go down to six or two. But yeah, so that's pretty much why he made the movie. And then I think a part of him really wanted to make it for kids because he had kids at that time.
I always thought it was he really wanted it made but couldn't find someone to make it. Because nobody would be the director.
Which is, yeah.
You know, it's that prestige of the original.
And you don't want to take that on, right?
Right. But he couldn't find anybody else to do it.
I think it's a kind of a perfect storm when it comes to that because the job of directing a Star Wars movie. Like, there's such stigma at this point. You know, it'd been...
20 years?
Close. So, Last Jedi come out in 83 and this is 99. So it'd been over.
Well, I was thinking from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
77, right?
Yeah. So there's that stigma. It's like, oh, you got to do decent. People want this, you know, kind of stuff. So, and he wanted to do new things.
He's tearing up.
No. Like, he wanted to do most of it in digitally. And this was unheard of. And most directors at this time would not do it that way, you know?
For good reason.
Yes. But, I mean, just look at The Matrix. They did green screen, but they did it with still for photos. And they did The Ring. They didn't film it that way. So, they were still very old school in a lot of ways in The Matrix. The sets and everything in this it's just like, they're 6 feet tall and that's it. And then they hired Liam Neeson, who's like 6'5", and so they had to build it higher.
I read that, and I was like, I didn't really... What sets are they talking about?
Like the columns, where they battle, okay. Stuff like that. Just to kind of like... Think of it like a stage play.
Okay.
The sets around you. You're
looking through a camera.
Yes.
Okay.
So the sets around you, not the full... Like, most movies will build a sound stage that is... The whole scenery. So, like Ridley Scott, like when he built the Nostromo, what's it called? The alien spaceship that's on LV-426. he built all of that as a scale model, you know, kind of thing, and had his kids crawl around on it to give it that impression. So, right. I mean, it a lot of the budget went to that. Well, George is like, well, we'll do it digital. I have ILM. I still own them. So, you know, so when they started this, it pushed the boundaries. It did. And we get stuff like Avengers Endgame now because of this movie, really.
So that's a sacrifice.
I guess if you want the great looking movies of today, you got to suffer through the ones of the past. Even with that being said, this movie is the dullest of the three because it deals more about the taxation and politics and all that stuff.
Which is weird because I was trying to tell my wife from watching this movie. I was like, it's practically a kid's movie. You'll like it. This is really good. It's like started right away. She literally read the crawl out loud. It's like trade laws and what was it, legal blockades and stuff.
Right.
Like, ooh, I might have made a mistake.
Right. And a lot of people say it's because in the 90s we were having this issue with in politics. It was a lot like this. So George kind of writes what he knows, I guess. So just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And this is a direct reasoning. Just because you can make everything digitally, which they do in the second one a lot more, which is why I guess a lot of people hate the second one. It at that time, it looks really fake. Now, I think you could get away with it for sure.
Yeah.
But only because this movie came out 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They blew their wad on the trailer, though. They shouldn't have done that. With a dual lightsaber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't need to because people were starving for Star Wars that time. Definitely.
That should have been a reveal in the movie. Yeah, I mean, the trailer.
It is what it is. They made trailers differently, I suppose.
Now, that's the big fucking reveal is how there's going to be a new lightsaber.
Yeah. And then people will spoil it for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you remember the mania surrounding this movie a little bit?
It's 99. I mean, I remember people camping out to see it.
Yes. I mean, this is the old days of camping out and seeing it. And then as soon as you're done, you would turn around and buy a ticket and watch it. The next
show. There's no buying shit online. Yeah. There was no online to buy.
You had to stay in line. You know, you had to earn it. Which is crazy to think it was 20 years ago, you know, at this point.
I remember this is one of the last movies I saw more than once. Because I remember seeing it at Menville.
Yeah.
And then went back to see it, and I remember wanting to scream, that's the fucking Emperor or whatever, and leave.
I think I did that in the second one, right? I remember we talking about it. Yeah.
We talked about we're sitting in the back row.
Yeah.
And we're like, because we were both bored.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's just scream it and run out.
Yeah, it's going to ruin it for everyone. Yeah. Which there's something to deal with the Emperor on the second movie that I found out today. I know you hadn't seen it forever.
No, I don't think I've seen the second one since the release.
So the second movie, they get the clone army, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kenobi goes to Kamino to find out a bounty hunter. And so he goes there and he said, oh, your Jedi Sifo Dyas placed this order. The guy has never brought up before or since. This Jedi, he's a strange Jedi that placed an order for 1 million clone troopers, you know, kind of thing. What it is, it was a typo. It was supposed to be Sido Dyas. And if you spell that out, it's Sidious. So George Lucas, who's writing the movies, did a typo and kept it in. And so it doesn't make the connection it was originally supposed to.
Wow.
With Palpatine placing this order. Ay, ay, ay. I really hope they make a Knights of the Old Republic movie now. Because what we got is not great.
No.
Hit me. I see you there. You want to. Let's go. No, let's just flow through you. Annie. Oh, Annie. I'm surprised we ain't done a Jar Jar thing.
Nope.
Misa's so scared.
The best part of the movie is stuff with Anakin to me.
Really?
Everything in fucking... Okay.
The pod race is good. Pod race is good scene.
Yeah. Jar Jar, 1,000 times more annoying than I remember him being.
Right.
He is fucking horrible. I remember him being bad. But I was like, oh, it was just because of the fucking voice.
Yeah, the
accent. Everything he fucking does is annoying.
Everything. So
everything he does, he falters and somehow is successful.
Jar Jar was the first CGI character, main character in movies. During the documentary, George Lucas, in the first 5 minutes of the documentary, says, Jar Jar's the key to all of this. We got to get Jar Jar right because he is literally the key to all of this.
Fuck George Lucas. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he was making it for his kids, man. I mean,
I don't give a shit. His kids say fuck George Lucas.
No. So the thing is, we find this movie boring on the most part. There's two really good scenes in it. So, kids, 2000 babies, I think they have a different opinion of these movies. I think they like these movies a lot more than we do because this is the Star Wars that they could relate to.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't grow up with Star Wars, like, originally.
No, it was in between, but 97, we were we were pretty heavy on the
we were special excited editions. For it, but yeah. All that stuff came out before we were even born.
Yeah, we didn't hit the mania of it. Yeah. This was our first mania foray into it, which is why it disappointed so many people.
I don't really remember being that disappointed with most of the second movie. Yes, the first one, I was still excited for it. I mean, I saw it twice.
Right. You know, yeah, so yeah.
The third one, I remember liking. So it wasn't.
Oh, like I loved the third one.
Yeah, it wasn't
even when
like
it came out.
It was horrible or anything. So I don't really know. I mean, revisiting it now.
Yeah.
With everything we have as far as effects wise or anything. It's easy to shit on it, but...
But honestly, I don't shit on the movies for that reason more than anything else. Because I guess because I understand.
The effects?
Yeah, the time it was made and stuff like that. It's my shitting on it is you... I kind of think of it like this. I like a good Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would hate a Spider-Man movie written by Stan Lee. Written in... Because Stan Lee will get so niche on certain areas of this character that it will, like, good writers and good directors need to be attached. George Lucas is your idea man.
Right.
He should have laid out, like, a synopsis, like we read for Eternals. He should have laid it out, was like, this is the key moments that
He's
I want to hit.
He's there for the storyboards and stuff.
Write with someone, work with me, and then get somebody else to direct it. Or he could even direct it. But maybe have somebody work with the actor because he's not good with actors. This is what I've kind of found out. You know, he just doesn't get emotion from
the process.
Yeah. And you can kind of see it with Natalie Portman. She is just like, she is like, in this first one, she does have a little bit of facial movements. But as they go, it pretty much stops.
Even her voice is kind of weird.
It gets flat and monotone in certain areas.
Chelsea picked up that it wasn't her right away.
The
first time it changed.
Really?
That's not her. I was like, what do you mean? I hadn't even fucking... I knew the change was coming. I didn't realize
I could see it. I was looking for it this time. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't look anything like her. You know who it is?
Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Knightley. I kept saying Knightley.
Yeah.
Said she was like 12 when... When they first started filming. So I don't know if that's...
Keira Knightley?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Natalie Portman was 16? 14. She was supposed to be 14, but she was 16 when they filmed it.
Said her mom, I think it was Knightley's mom, didn't even recognize. She had problems picking out which one was actually her daughter.
What the fuck? Yeah. Lady. Yeah. What's wrong?
You need some... I can see it when I know it's... Yeah. Like, the changes, it's like...
You need some ginkgo biloba there? What are we talking?
I got some for you.
What are we talking? You can't pick out your daughter?
I mean, all the problems I have with it are small.
Yeah.
As far as effects-wise and big story-wise.
Story-wise is a big kicker on me on this one. So, let me hit my little bit because you have notes. I'm just riffing. So, when I riff, I got to go off of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jedi can speed run?
Super speed.
Brought up
first ones
once in the whole series.
This time?
This is it.
I never saw it. It was just like, it was almost like in that music video of Limp Bizkit.
When he's... Yeah, okay, I got you.
That's it. That was it. I was like, They were just like gone.
Yeah.
And it was in the background. You barely even see it. Mm. So it's weird.
So you know when that would be really useful? When you're trying to catch up to Darth Maul and Qui-Gon?
Yeah.
You could maybe, you know, but this is adherent to bad writing, right? Mm-hmm. You write these awesome effects and cool moments with Jedi's, J.J. Abrams, Rise of Star Wars. And then you basically choose to shit all over it. Like you don't acknowledge it later on when it could be useful.
Yeah.
Just because you couldn't think of a way to kill Qui-Gon without having him wait between some energy barriers.
Which is an awesome scene.
It is awesome.
They didn't really need it for that scene before.
No.
You could have saw him run out.
Yep. I mean,
it's not like they caught up to the person immediately.
I don't. Maybe he missed that framing shot. This is the only thing I think of. Maybe he's like, oh yeah, and they were supposed to run away.
He moved the slide over too fast.
Like in editing. Or maybe he realized he didn't have the shot he needed and was like, what can we do? Oh yeah, let's just have him speed out of there. And just blur it, like you said. Just, you
it's
know.
It's so weird. Yeah.
It is weird. Sorry.
I don't remember it at all, seeing in the original.
I remember it. Because I'm like, actually, I started playing it again. The Jedi Academy games and stuff like that. I remember they had the lightsaber throwing. We used to play with Ben all the time. Yeah. And they had all these awesome Star Wars powers that never come up anywhere.
No.
So, I guess in the latest one, at least Rey threw the lightsaber. Darth Vader threw it one time. And I believe it was in Empire. He's like, and he throws it up, and that was it. It wasn't like a force thing or anything. Right, he just threw it. Yeah, it. Yeah.
You're riffing. Keep going.
No. Okay. That it was just something I thought of because it's at the beginning of the movie.
That was literally the second note I had.
Really? What's the first one?
Fish people are fucking bad.
Racist?
They're like racist Asians.
Yes.
Yes. And Jar Jar is like a racist Rastafarian, pretty much.
And a lot of people will say that about this movie.
I've never realized
it's like, that. What?
With those
Jedi? It's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And they're like, everything shot with them is just weird.
It is.
It's like a set. Like a comedy stage.
It is.
Here's these two funny guys. They got a riff now.
He was just trying to make a funny movie. So, I just thought of another riff. The trade blockade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why was it there? It tells you in the scroll.
I don't know.
Food.
Food fighters?
Food. So, does that planet look like it wouldn't be able to grow food?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it does look like it could.
Yeah. So, I don't get any of this stuff. Mm. Continuity, I guess.
A reason to be there.
Like, if it was on Tatooine, I could see that because it's a desert planet. You've got to support the population, right? On Naboo? Where it's like a lush paradise?
With giant fish you can just...
Okay, George. I don't know, man. Maybe he was taking some of your ginkgo biloba pills and got all
shit.
Oh, it started so good. It started so good. I was like, yes.
There's a lot of people in it that were small actors then that are bigger now, or even small characters. Richard Armitage, who was the main hobbit or dwarf in The Hobbit.
That's right. He was
a Naboo fighter pilot. I didn't even see him in the movie.
I think I have seen that. Like somebody had posted like 10 things you didn't know about, you know, and it had like his screenshot of his face or something.
Obviously, Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Warwick Davis plays three different characters in it.
Yeah.
Sofia Coppola was. I thought I wrote
a fish person.
No, I mean she's Francis Ford Coppola's, I think,
daughter. Yeah,
yeah. She was somebody in it. Oh, and Peter Serafinowicz is the voice of Darth Maul.
Yep,
we know from like Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. Yeah,
The Tick. Stuff like that.
Yeah,
he's famously done something else with in this. I think he either did the Clone Wars voice or something like that, or he did another Darth Maul's voice.
He does come back, so he might have done his voice then.
I think he did the voice in Solo, the movie.
At the end. Yeah, at the end of it. Yeah, there you go.
I think they had
Ray Parks
do the same thing again.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. I never noticed it before because I didn't know who he was at the time, but watching it now, I can tell it was him.
You could tell it was his voice? Yeah.
Because I knew it, but I was like...
I don't think I've ever heard Ray Park speak in a role, though. Because he was Toad, didn't say nothing.
I mean,
he was Sleepy Hollow, dude, didn't say nothing.
Was he actually...
He's the Headless Horseman.
I didn't know that. I mean, you see parts where it's actually Christopher Walken.
Yeah, no, he does all the stuff. I didn't know he was that
character.
At last, we will have our revenge.
I have a couple more.
Hit me.
The Naboo battle at the end looks bad. Like, it's like, what's that?
Well, you got to remember that.
I know it's.
In 99, the guy, like, when they are starting in that documentary, the guy's like, the guy that runs ILM, he's like, George, I don't really know how we're going to do the last battle because it's all CGI.
Yeah.
And so.
I know it is. It's just parts of it were like.
It's like. So, Dracula 2000 CGI bad.
No, I was thinking of the. Where you're flying a plane.
Like Flight Simulator?
Flight Simulator. Like the background. Almost like
Yeah, it is very basic the background.
Yeah, it's very blocky.
And blue sky with green grass.
Lots of bright green and bright blue.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like featureless shapes.
Well, give them props because when you usually have bad CGI, you don't do it in bright sunlight. And that's probably why.
That's probably why. But I guess I expected more from Lucas. You know, he's the master of it. You know, he invented it or whatever.
Well, I mean, he invented it right here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, back in the 70s, he still had some, or...
That was mostly model stuff. Yeah. I think he wanted to switch to digital this time. And, yeah, I mean, I understand it, but at the same time, you got to give him props because this led to where we're at now.
Yeah.
Somebody had to do it, and he had the pocketbooks to fund it.
Like Yoda. There's no reason for Yoda to be CGI in this
movie. He wasn't.
In this movie.
He wasn't originally.
Originally, but he was in the one we saw.
In the re-release one, yeah.
So there's no point for... I mean, I understand the next one where he's doing all those kicks and flips and shit, but this one, he doesn't do anything.
You saw their puppet, though. Their puppet's bad looking.
In what?
If you look at my post with the original trailer...
I don't think I saw
it. It has the puppet Yoda in it.
For the original?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is bad. Let me see if I can bring it up here.
It shouldn't be. always like the scene where we were talking about before with Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan chasing Darth Maul through those corridors. I don't really understand why, like where they're at. Like, is that like a engine room or something? Why there's doors that pop up that he can't get through? Doesn't really matter. It sets up a great scene.
Mm-hmm.
The scene with Qui-Gon and Jen. Meditating with Darth Maul, like pacing like a tiger.
It's such a comparison.
It's awesome.
Yes.
And with even better Obi-Wan, the Padawan in the background, just like helpless, can't do anything. It's a great scene. It's kind of lame that Qui-Gon Jinn dies from being stabbed with the.
Yeah. It's like, hey, where's that force healing at, bitch?
Well, yeah, I mean, he dies from that, but then fucking Darth Maul lives through being cut in half.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and falling down a giant hole.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of lame, but, you know, it's... You get, that's the puppet?
Yeah.
I'd rather have that than CGI.
But you don't hear the sound of it.
No, I didn't hear the sound.
It is... Oof. Look at them eyes. Like, those eyes.
He don't look like a young Yoda.
Uh-uh. Like the CGI. No, not at all.
He looks older than the old Yoda.
It was really, really bad. Like, really bad. I don't know if this is even playing through. It might be playing while we're talking here.
That's all I have. As far as notes.
Duel of the Fates, awesome. Awesome epic song. So we get three good things from this movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you like the Anakin stuff, right?
Yeah, it so wasn't
Jake
bad.
Lloyd is not nearly as bad as he should. No, it's just piss poor
stuff.
He's so
much better than Jingle.
Yeah, so The pod racing, pretty awesome scene. The battle at the begin, at the end, you know,
Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon.
Yeah. And then, of course, we get Duel of Fates, so which they bring back throughout the series. Yeah.
Okay. That's probably my favorite Star Wars theme.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is awesome. I had it on repeat. Like, one day I was in here cleaning.
Yeah.
My wife was like, come on. I was like, oh, no. Yeah.
Have you seen the, when they put vocals or lyrics to it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I have to find it.
I wanted to, watching this movie and watching all the others, it made me actually want to just go back and watch the Blue Harvest, the Family Guy specials, mm-hmm. Star Wars specials, and then it made me want to do the Robot Chicken ones. I think that would be really,
yeah,
really fun to revisit those. And I was thinking the other day, I was like, well, you know, this movie is kind of it's a terrible movie to talk about because you don't want to shit on it all the way, right?
Right.
Because, and I was like, well, maybe I should have picked The Witcher. Right, I should have picked something relevant in pop culture, but I was like, "Fuck it, I'm doing a Star Wars kick." So, I don't know. What do you want to rate it as?
I give it a 6.
Yeah, I guess I'm there. I'm there with it at 6 myself because it does give you some really great moments, and it just gave us Star Wars back. Now it could have did so much more.
Yeah,
but
for the time.
Right, and he pretty much had nobody telling him no at that point. Because he wrote all the checks and did all the stuff. So, I think what led them to go all digital, the next movie, is they had so much struggle with the practical effects with this movie. When they were shooting in the desert for the pod racing scene, a storm came in out of nowhere in the middle of the night and wrecked months of work.
I saw it. It said he thought that was like an omen because the first one had the same problem.
It did. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's interesting. And watch the other two if you want. The sound quality in the second one is top notch, especially when the Jango Fett, where he's dropping those bombs, the sonic charges. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so awesome.
I remember from the second one is Yoda's jumping around
swirly battle, thing, yeah.
And a big battle of clones.
Yeah.
Versus these robots that were in the last
one. Yes. So
that's all I remember from.
So they do Christopher Lee dirty in these other two movies. He was supposed to be the next Sith guy behind Darth Maul, and it just.
Who is he? Darth
Tyrannus, but he was actually Count Dooku.
Count Dooku, that's it.
So he was supposed to be Darth Tyrannus, but they never really did anything with it. And then they had General Grievous, so they had a bounty of riches that they just didn't know what to do with.
None of it really paid off. I mean, Darth Grievous is a really cool idea.
He's awesome. And they did more with him in other media, but nothing in the movie. And I was like, well, I mean, they could have done so much more. They shouldn't have killed Maul.
They spent more time with the fucking giant lizard that Obi-Wan had to ride.
Right, yeah. But anyway, that's Star Wars. That's George Lucas's baby. I know a lot of people are really shitting on the latest stuff. I still like The Force Awakens. I still like that one, but given all its flaws and the series.
It's like this one. It has there's a big time period between them. You give it a little bit of levity, you know. Like,
and Kylo Ren's my boy. Yeah. So,
they set everything up decent.
Yeah, then they didn't do anything with it.
And you can blame Rian Johnson as much as you want, but the third one wasn't good either.
No, so. And what they had was 3 setup movies. And then they tried to tie it all in at the end. Yeah. Did you read that Colin Trevorrow leak? No. It at least took chances. And I read separately that he actually wanted to film in space. Like space scenes. Yeah. I was like, well, I guess Disney's got the money, but I mean, I don't know if we're there yet.
All that's cool. And even the stuff with J.J. Abrams, like the stuff they said, you know, supposedly they wouldn't let him do anything. I don't think, how many movies have we seen that turned out great even without that?
Right.
You know, it's all great until, you know, it's a lot of.
It still doesn't have that payoff, right?
Yeah.
It still has this meandering story that should not exist.
Yeah.
It would be different if, just spitballing, it would be different if at the end, or when Palpatine comes back, he's had 30 years to do it. Why not have spent 30 years building a Sith academy?
Yeah.
And you have hundreds of Sith, or not thousands of Sith. They can just
clone people easily.
Yeah, everybody in those ships could have been Sith. Not
500 ships. Have one ship with a shitload of Sith.
Exactly. You know? Blow it out the water. Like we see nothing but Jedi in this movie, because they have the rule of Sith. You have an apprentice, or you have the master and the apprentice. That's it, because they're always going to try to kill one another. Right. In the Knights of the Old Republic, they have a school against a school. So they have several different Sith against.
It's like Hogwarts.
Pretty much. So, I think that would have been a better movie if they were going to bring back Palpatine in secret. He should have been doing a school.
If he brings somebody back from the dead, they should be orchestrating everything. They shouldn't be the power.
No. And so I think if they would have paid me, I would have wrote that for them. And they probably should have, considering, I mean, the movie made $1 billion, though. So yeah. I can't, they're still going to do it that way. But anyway, hit me up. I'm an idea man. We'll get this thing going.
Next week, our end of year list.
You going to do it?
Yeah. I'll send that. I'll post.
Next week.
What our categories are, and I'll get some from the Facebook group.
Right. Yeah.
I'll send it to you. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to review.
Nothing. This is it.
Oh, just do that?
This is it, buddy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You got it. Thanks, guys.
Later.
Misa, sorry.